Hey, brother.
Hey, brother, how are you?
I thought you were gonna do it all weird this time.
No,
I thought you were
I
gonna
keep it
seduce me.
straightforward.
Oh.
Hey, brother, I love you.
It's just ASMR now.
Hey, brother. I'm lovely. My
Hmm.
voice isn't that deep, so it's not like a very therapeutic voice.
Boo-boo's
I
there.
don't know. Do you think you have a deeper voice or I have a deeper voice?
What's the deepest voice you can go? Show me.
No, like your
Oh,
natural tone, like your
I thought you were gonna show me. Naturally?
natural voice
When I
tone.
meet people, I
Who
always do a little deeper so they're like, oh.
I think naturally, like as you're talking right now, I think you have a deeper voice than I do.
Think so?
I think you have a slightly deeper tone than I do, yeah.
Do you know what's really crazy? I gotta tell you something. There's someone I work with who is deaf, and he knows that I have a deep voice. He's like, I
Just
can't
because he
hear
can
you.
feel the vibrations,
But
right?
like, how does he know?
Because,
He goes, I
like,
can just tell by the way that you talk to me that you have a
think
deep
about it.
voice.
If you had earplugs on or like, some heavy duty soundproofing on your ears and you go to a concert, you feel the bass drum kicking you, right? Think about it. You feel the kick drum or
Yeah,
the
but
cymbals.
that's at a crazy high decibel. It's not like our voices
Right,
resonate at that.
but think about it. If you're deaf, you're way more sensitive to those sounds
I
because
suppose, yeah.
you are. So like, obviously, like he's sensing, the lower range, the reverberation of the bass,
It's just crazy. I'm like, how do you know? He's like, some people, I just can know. I just know these things. I was like, what the fuck, dude?
Wait, so he's fully deaf or like partially deaf? So like,
Fully
I don't
deaf, but he can still speak. Like he wasn't deaf his
he
whole life.
Does he read lips or does he do
Yeah,
sign language? He read
both.
lips. And he has a hearing aid or something? Any
No,
aid? Okay.
he got the surgery. I'll figure out what the surgery's called,
So
and it didn't
and that
work.
helped? Oh, it didn't work. Okay.
No.
Got it.
So he just, but he can still speak and make full sentences and everything, and it's you can still make out what he's saying, but
So
it's
he
just
doesn't.
really quiet.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah. Incredible.
Interesting. Yeah. No, I, it takes a lot of takes a lot to do that.
Right, I know. So how's it going?
It's going good. We are 2 days away from Mandalorian season two.
Oh,
We
wait, is
both
it
just
2 days really?
Friday, right? The 30th. Today's the 28th. It literally comes out in 2 days.
Oh, I actually did not. I thought it was in November.
I think it's October 30th. Yeah, October 30th. Yeah, it's literally 2 days.
Dang. Oh my
I
gosh.
started recapping with you. I'm three episodes in, and you just finished your second rerun of it.
Just finished the whole second rerun of the first season, and perfect timing, the spoopy season. It's like dark. I started watching it on my phone and then on my iPad, and then I watched it on my TV, and the whole scenescape is all very dark and gloomy and everything. I was like, why is it so dark? And I just
It
realized
is
that's just how
very
it's
dark.
shot.
It's super dark, and it's an HDR 10.
Yeah.
So you put it on your TV, and I was watching it yesterday morning while I was like in the background while I was working. Couldn't see anything. I literally
Yeah.
closed the blinds. I literally
Yep,
did
it's
not
so
know I was
dark.
watching for half the episodes. I was like, I guess I'll just listen because I
Yeah.
can't see anything no
Kind
matter what I
of
do to
dumb.
this. And
Yeah.
I was like, I'm not gonna blow up the brightness on my TV right now,
I
so.
know, I know. I actually put the brightness down on my TV really, really low, and I set it to like the warm setting so that I can like game and stuff at night and it not be like
Oh, okay, and
burn
killing
my
your eyes then.
retinas. Yeah.
I
And
forgot that you have the like not the night is it do they call it night mode on iPhone? The warm setting that kicks on when sunrise and sunset. What do they call that? It's called hold on, let me check. You know what I'm talking about? It's and you said it's super warm. Like your screen gets really nice and yellow at night, and
Oh,
then
night
it's
shift is what you're
normal
talking
night
about.
shift.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I love that feature because at night
Yeah.
that does kill my eyes. I don't set it very warm like you do. I keep it in the middle, like the standard, and I have it like, sunrise to sunset. So like the moment it just naturally changes on its own, which is so cool.
Right.
But the one thing I didn't realize, because I had the iPhone 7 and now have this huge jump to the 12 Pro, True Tone. I didn't have it on my old phone.
Beautiful. Yeah.
I don't like it because
What?
I don't like True
You
Tone.
turned it off?
I turned it off right away. I
Oh
was like,
my
I do not
God.
like this because it. I like seeing the OLEDs in the brightest capability and the whitest capability they have. I want to see everything in crystal clear as is. I don't need it changing its ambiance depending on what situation I'm in. I noticed it right away because when you boot up the phone, it makes you go through the setup and you see it's like, here's True Tone. Here's what it looks like with it off. And you can't change it there. So it says, go to settings to change this. I'm like, yep. So I did it right away. I was like,
I'm surprised.
Yeah, it's not, I could put it on. It's just, I don't care for it. I don't need it. I like it straight up. Yeah.
Most people don't even realize that it's a setting.
Erin does not know. And I always ask her, I'm like, is that True Tone on? She's like, no. I'm like, I'm pretty sure this is True Tone. Cause it's like, I like to see the screen side by side, like one super yellow and one's
yeah,
on. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
Something's not right here.
Because of like
night your shift's deeper.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I guess it's like you said, depending on if you're outside or not, but it should be really bright if you're outside. But I immediately, as I set my phone up, turned off auto brightness, turned on my night shift to super warm, and I put the True Tone on and everything like that. So
I think I have auto brightness on because I do like that I don't have to keep touching that at night to like make it change.
Yeah.
And so when I go outside, I don't have to kick on. I do like that. But yeah, I just don't care for True Tone. I don't know. I like seeing the bright whites and the dark darks, and I don't need to change it on me. I don't want that yellow screen except for, you know, just a little bit at night. It's about it.
So do you have that? Yeah. Do you have anything enabled on your PC right now? Do you have like Flux?
Downloaded,
or do you have any other app that does that? Because Flux is a really good one.
It's funny you said that. I never used Flux. I'd actually never heard of it till now.
Yeah.
But last time we were on here, I think last week when we podcasted, I found out when you click the bottom right corner, Nightlight is built into Windows. Did you notice that?
No.
You ever seen that? So if you click the little on the bottom right, there's the clock and the calendar, right? And then right of that is your notification center. Click that and the bottom says Nightlight. So I just clicked it, makes the screen super warm. So like this is actually really good on my eyes right now. But it's almost so like it's already built in. Yeah. It is built in. So I don't need to download anything, but I don't really need it. Cause like I don't have my screen that bright anyway. Like I have my brightness pretty low and you know, cause the screen, yeah,
gotcha.
In general. So like even during the day, I don't need it anything crazy. Yeah.
Dude, we got to get you some of those blue light glasses.
I mean,
I'll order some from Warby Parker. We'll see what you think.
What's it going to benefit me if I don't get headaches already?
I mean, it's just going to help you with your eye health.
Just eye strain in general.
Yeah. Cause you're always staring at screen. Literally for work all day and
true.
Then video games TV, and then playing video games
on my phone all day. Like you're right.
10
you
hours
literally,
all day.
You literally look at a screen the entire day.
Yeah. Cause
the moment you wake up, you're checking your phone and then you're just on screen. So you go to bed.
Exactly. Let's see.
Did you watch that trailer for Mandalorian season 2?
I actually watched it all the way at the end after I watched the eighth chapter, and then I watched the second season trailer.
Okay, that's what I was wondering. So I've only seen the trailer once, and I don't remember everything, but
yeah,
can you recap me and tell me, after you saw the trailer, some things that you can foresee? I mean, obviously, there's some cliffhangers in the season that we know about that we can discuss, like the mysterious figure in the desert. Who is that?
Bro.
Is that Boba
Oh my
Fett?
God. So it's I never realized that.
You forgot about
totally
that?
I totally forgot that happened.
I didn't, because I told Aaron, I was like, whoa. Like when that happened, I was like, that's somebody we know already.
So
remember that in the desert?
That was Moth. I thought that was the Imperial, you know, whatever he is, warlord, whatever you want to call him. Moth Gideon, that's his name, right? I thought it was maybe him because that sniper assassin lady, whatever her like signpost was, because she was being hunted, she obviously got killed. But who was tracking her then? Because how did they know she was there? I mean, she was rendezvous, because in the episode, if you remember that in the episode, she says she's like, I'm rendezvousing in at X place, so you gotta take me there. So she has to be working for obviously somebody super high up, because then they went and tracked her and was like, oh, she died. What? But he was wearing a cape. So.
Right.
So who's the person wearing the cape? So
that's like, what so I mean.
I feel that's, like that's... it's definitely Imperial. I don't think it's going to be like
like Imperial spy, you're thinking instead of like a Mandalorian or like Boba Fett or something.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be the bad guys, like someone
not,
on the bad side.
I guess not Boba Fett, because isn't Boba Fett dead? What am I thinking? Didn't he die? But you know what I meant, like another bounty hunter,
right?
Or something, so, or like somebody of the Fett family. I was thinking.
I don't know. So that's actually interesting you said that, because that was one of the things I was thinking of. And then in the trailer, it doesn't show Moth Gideon at all. It doesn't show him like
right, and that's a cliffhanger at the end of that last episode.
Yeah, where he like has his freaking saber. Yeah. He cuts his TIE fighter, his special TIE fighter.
Yep.
And he cuts
and he
his
just walks out and he just walks out of the thing at the end.
With
like,
his
he's
black
like
lightsaber
unscathed. It's like okay.
Yeah. Which is so dumb. Like usually when TIE fighters crash, they explode.
They're
and then
done.
You die.
Yeah. He just walks out. He's completely fine. It's like okay.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Obviously, the biggest part of that whole thing was everyone's like floored about that freaking saber because we've never seen that before. Right. Also, something that I just want to ask you about this whole thing generally,
mm-hmm.
like throughout the first couple episodes, they're like, oh, you know, the Empire is dead and everything like that. And everything is, you know, done for. And that's why you can't spend the Imperial credits and stuff like that, right? Oh, obvious. And then as we continue in the first season, like, and you get to the end of all eight chapters, and there's all these Imperial guards. There's those freaking the fire trooper. There's the black fire team with the black troopers. Like all the shock troopers, all those kind of. Where are they coming from? Then and they're all perfect. They're all like have perfect armor. They're all clean, as if they're still manufacturing troops and breeding and stuff.
I think that's the thing, though. Like that, like in the beginning, he always. Like what you mentioned, like they said the Empire's gone, but then he's like, oh, I have a bounty for you. He's like, oh, okay, where's the puck? And he's like, oh, so it's not, you know, with me. Underworld, he says. Underworld. Like there's still this underlying Empire that exists, Imperial stuff that exists. Right. It's just the Underworld, you know what I mean? Like, so that's them coming out from the Underworld, you know what I mean? Like they're showing themselves again, like they're coming back. That's what I was seeing out of that.
So,
scene.
I guess I forget the exact timeline where this takes place because Death Star blows up. But how much time elapses between this?
It's in between. If you look at the timeline, it's in between that. I don't know what year. You know, I don't know exactly what there. But if you look, it's right after the five, and then before six, right? The sixth movie, Star Wars.
I think so.
If that's what I'm understanding, I think it falls. Let me double check. Because I don't want to be incorrect about that.
I guess I don't remember exactly how much time has elapsed after the Death Star blew up, because that's why they're like, there's no need. The rebellion is taking over and this order. So, right.
Yeah, let me double check here. So it is... Oh, okay. Okay. Actually, we're thinking about this a little bit wrong. I thought about it wrong. So you're right. It's after 5 and 6. So it's right after... a little bit after Return of the Jedi, the last... you know, movie in the original trilogy. And then there's like nothing forever. And then the next one is Force Awakens. So there's like,
so
it's Mandalorian. It's way before Force Awakens and like quite a little bit after Return of the Jedi.
Okay.
Yeah. Just a little bit, but it's in between, but it's not like half and half, if that makes sense.
Gotcha. Okay. So
yeah, it's a little bit after Return of the Jedi and then way before Force Awakens. So like, that's why, like, we know the Empire is gone. We know how the sixth movie ends, but like, obviously things come back. We know Force Awakens thing come back, you know, right. It's way in the future. Yeah. It's crazy.
So, that's one thing that I'm like super curious about is like, if they dive further into that, because there's so many like little Easter eggs in every episode, like, how are these things happening? And they don't explain any of it. They're just like, we see all these, this huge like squadron of Imperial troops. We see, like you said, obviously that black figure in the desert. And then like, you'll get to the episode if you continue to watch season one again, where remember they do they go to the Imperial or sorry, the Republic prison, like ship.
Oh yeah.
And they
escape.
Those guys.
Mm-hmm.
Dude. And that's like, they have freaking droids on there. Like, mm-hmm. I never knew that was a thing where the Republic like invests into like these crazy droids that they use for like guarding things.
Oh, they have a lot of droids.
Well, and they're like have money. Remember, like, mm-hmm. how we know when it progresses into The Force Awakens, like things go completely different. Like mm-hmm. the Imperial Empire, or the whole Empire, whatever you want to say, is like they have all this money and everything. They have all these private investors invested in, and then it goes the other way, and then the Republic yep. dies. yep. But I don't know. I wish there was more like lore we could like read about or like find out about, because it's so interesting.
Oh, there's so much lore out there, and you can read. There's books, obviously, and there's a lot of fandom online with you know, YouTube channels have a lot. You ever hear of this YouTube channel called Hello Greedo?
No.
He doesn't show his face. He wears a stormtrooper mask. helmet, I should say.
While he's talking about stuff?
Yep. Doesn't show his face at all. And he used to originally wore a Greedo mask the whole time. And then he switched to this stormtrooper. But it's super cool. And he's super informative. He talks about everything Star Wars. Everything. Every memorabilia, every video game, every movie. Ranks everything. Talks about people's opinions and his opinions. It's really cool. You should check it out.
All right, I'll check it out.
Yeah, but he talks about Mandalorian and stuff too. But yeah, it's exciting. I'm looking forward for it. I don't remember a lot from the trailer. That's why I was trying to see if you had any like insight from the trailer.
So the only thing I remember like that stuck out from the trailer was like obviously they're visiting all these different planets and stuff like that, and Baby Yoda's coming along, right? But I hope I'm not spoiling anything for you if you ever rewatch the first season again. You're obviously going to see this, but
I'm not gonna remember spoil it for me. I've seen it all.
Okay, so I forget. I don't know who the person's name is. The person who smiths the armor in the armory.
I don't actually know the name, but she's part of the guild.
Yeah, so she's part of the guild.
She's part of the Mandalorian guild, and then the other guy that he meets that kind of like hits him and they start fighting a little bit.
Yeah,
and she like obviously. Says, you know, knock it off and stuff. Yeah. This is the way, that scene. Yeah.
Yeah. So she is like the head of the guild or whatever, right? So she's
she like builds the armor and all that stuff with Beskar. Yeah.
In the one of the later episodes, she's like talking about how like this is an infant child. You have to go find out where its species is to take it back to its homeland, and that's how it will be raised, right? Because it's not in its own, its natural habitat, right? And it's clearly has like an unnatural force about it. And she talks about how it's has to do with Jedi and stuff like that. And the Mandalorian's like, I have no idea what any of this is, and no, I guess I have to take care of it. So
yeah, because this is like, I guess it kind of reminds me of, you didn't play the game, but this universe that we're in of Mandalorian kind of ties in with, I think it's called Force Unleashed. Is that what the game was? The new game that came out on PlayStation 4 and Xbox. Yeah. I know you didn't play it, but it's almost the same thing, because that game, let me double check. It's Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order. It's called Fallen Order, sorry.
Okay.
Force Unleashed is the old game. It's single player, but it's all about how the Jedi's gone. So this Fallen Order is like, I don't know exactly where it falls in the timeline, I forget, but Vader's in the game. So it's in between episode 3 and New Hope, you know what I mean? It's somewhere around there, you know, leading up to 4 and 5. So like, but they kept it in there. But then it's like a universe where Jedis are gone for a while. It's crazy. So you're like finding your way from the past, finding artifacts of Jedis that are gone and dead. And you're like the only Jedi. It's insane. You play the only Jedi in the entire game.
Oh,
so you play
as a Jedi. Oh.
It's crazy. You play as a Jedi, yeah. It's such a good game. I played it early this year. I finished it. It was fun. Or maybe it was the end of last year. I can't remember. But...
Dang.
Oh yeah, that's crazy to think about. It was actually last year I bought that game.
And we're almost done, and we're done with this year.
Right? Actually. When did that game come out? That game came out... Okay, yeah, never mind. It was the beginning of this year, because it was November 15th, 2019. So I was playing that like January, February. Yeah. But dang, I wish... you're probably not going to buy the game and play it, so I highly recommend you watch just the cutscenes on YouTube. Like, somebody probably put them all together and just made a video, and you could watch all the cutscenes, and you could understand the story. Mm-hmm. It's just cool to, like, see... It made me think about Mandalorian, because, like, they're both in this like separate piece of Star Wars universe that like we don't know much about, but like we exactly. do know about. It's like so like it's crazy to see that like they don't know things but we do. And
right,
like we say Baby Yoda, it's not Baby Clearly Yoda. Not. It's just not Yoda.
Yeah.
It's the his species, and he's the child. But like, who is this? Why are there more of them? Like, you know, it's crazy.
Yeah. And then it's so old, but so young. And we don't know how
50 years old, but it's a little baby. And we know Yoda can, you know, is hundreds and hundreds of years when we meet him.
Yeah.
And we obviously know it's not him. And it's like, is it his child? You know, is it?
Yeah.
Is it part of his descendant of his family tree or something? Yeah.
It's crazy. It's like, I don't know. I hope they like reveal more information. I don't keep it super secret for 18 seasons. I hope they
the pace of the first thing about the first season, the pace
that's
of that,
true. It moved it was very
really
quick.
Well,
yeah.
really well. Like, and the episodes aren't long. Like the first couple episodes are like 30 minutes or, you know, 40, 30. They alternate so quick and there's so much stuff happening per episode. Like, that's why I love the show too, because it's not slow. It's got a great pace. So I do not think they will do that. I think it's going to be very well paced again with giving us new information. I really hope so.
But, so I guess watch the season two trailer again. Okay. They have like a cutscene in it where the general that he was the one that was giving the Mandalorian all of his like pucks and stuff like that. I don't know what his name is.
Grief Karga.
Yeah. There's a scene where he's all dressed up nice on Nevarro and the other shock trooper, I forget her name too.
I can't remember her name, but yeah.
But like there's a scene where they're walking out and they're all together, they're both together where they're meeting the Mandalorian. I was like, oh dang. Like time has passed.
Yeah, because like they're still together. Like we knew they at the end there they're like working together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're gonna stay on Nevarro.
Yep.
And so I don't know, dude. It's super exciting. I literally would want to watch the whole thing over again because it's like I feel like I missed stuff. And some of the episodes are so we've already talked about this. They're shot so well, and there's so many details.
There's
like
so much action going on.
So
it's
much.
Like, it's like hard to see everything unless you like rewind or like make it slow mo to like see everything. Like the Mandalorian scene when they come rescue him when he's on the ship trying to escape. Like that scene is nuts. And he gets in the ship and the Mandalorian's jetpacking and gives him the salute.
Yeah.
And he goes, I need to get one of those. he just nonchalantly looks over and he goes, I need one of those.
Oh my God. Like just I the love little those moments. Comical scenes. That like,
dude, oh, the beginning dude. When he doesn't make a word and he captures the guy, the bounty, and he goes, he just throws the puck on the table. He's like, you're looking for me? And then he puts him on the ship and the thing's coming in and grabs him. He's like, oh my God, open the door. And he gets in there and he sits in there. He's like, I gotta go bolt my thing or whatever.
I gotta go evacuate the thorax.
That's what he says. Yeah. And he's like, I'm molting. And he goes, and he doesn't make a sound. He just sits there with the ship. He's flying. He's like, I'm gonna go now. He's like, I don't want to leak all over your floor.
Yeah,
he just lets him go. I love that moment. That beginning is the best beginning.
Because he's such a they paint him as such a badass. I love it. Like he doesn't speak.
Yes.
He just wrecks everybody. Like
you think we'll get a face reveal in season two? Like helmet taken off?
We got one in season one.
Did we?
Yeah, I'm not. You had to watch it. I forgot.
Dude,
And there was.
Is there?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I don't remember. I gotta watch now. Okay.
So please watch, and you'll be like, "Oh my God, I forgot how."
I mean, it's been a year almost since I watched it.
Yeah.
Same. The whole thing through, and holy crap! Okay, let me check then.
Also, the last episode, another comical scene where the speeder clones, the scout
troopers. Yeah, love them. They're my favorite.
They're like, they have this whole entire long ass scene where they're
talking and they like are shooting shit. And then they like, and then they go up to the, IG-88 or whatever. And
IG shows up.
Yeah.
And he wrecks them both.
Defends the baby at the ship. Yeah.
Dude, that whole scene, I completely forgot happened. I was cracking up today.
No, that's one of the best scenes.
Oh my God.
Because you get to see like the Empire. Like there's a lot of actually dialogue from the Empire in the show, which I love. Like the stormtroopers down when they meet the original guy.
Yeah.
for the bounty.
And they talk a lot down there. In the movies, they never show that because they're real people.
Not a lot. You know? Yeah. I mean, they don't really show much conversation from the troopers. And I love when the troopers are involved because they're like my favorite.
I know.
I love the troopers. Yeah.
And they're so dumb. They're like, Moth. Can we bring him in now? They're like, he just killed an officer because he spoke up. That's a negative. He's like, dude.
And scene when he's like, it's four against one, sir. He's like, I like those odds. And they all have their guns up. He's like, I like those odds. Oh, and then he's taking the child. He goes back to steal the child, and he kills them all stealthily when they're in there.
Yeah.
And then he's surrounded by eight of them or whatever, six of them or something. And he goes, listen, you got me, guys. I'm going to put the child down. This is, precious cargo. And he puts the kid down and his wrist goes and the rockets come out. And they go, I'm like,
he just kills them all.
That was such a badass move.
Dude, like the freaking weapons and stuff he has, like compared to when we watched in the movie, like Boba Fett and Jango Fett, they had like the fire on the wrist and the grapple and stuff like that.
And they had the jetpack. Obviously that was like the coolest thing, the jetpack and like the double blasters. That was the biggest thing.
Yep.
But I like his rifle and the scope he uses. I forgot how much he uses that little telescope and the actual scope on the pulse rifle.
Yeah.
They're really cool. Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I thought when we were watching the movies through like years ago that Jango and Boba Fett were the best, but clearly not.
Oh, me too. Because think about it.
Clearly not the best bounty hunter.
I mean, they're crazy characters. I just remember when we saw those movies, how crazy it was. And then when we got the Star Wars Lego games, that's all we wanted to play. Like when you got to those missions, those were the best missions. Then when you got them unlocked for free play, that's all you played.
Yeah, the jetpack was the best.
Yeah, you would go do any freaking free play mission. You always choose the two of them because you could fly around and do whatever.
Yep, exactly. Easy navigation. You had the two pistols.
Fly around. You had the double pistols.
Yep.
And you could just double press A.
You could throw the bomb too, right?
You had the bomb.
Yep. That's exactly how it was in the movie. That's so funny.
Yep.
Dude. So another thing is the fact that in one of the episodes also they talk about how maybe it was that same one when they're in that armory or whatever, when they're crafting the armor at the end, and they're like talking about the Jedi and how the child needs to go back to its true nature or its true family, whatever. And they're like that woman Mandalorian, she's like talking about the Jedi and they have powers and stuff like that, whatever. I was thinking about how like Mandalorians are not like on the Jedi side and they're not on the Imperial side because they kill Imperials.
No, they are middle ground. That's why they're so cool, because I mean, I see what you're saying. They're not like, we don't know if he has good or bad intentions. That's why I think that it's so cool to see this, because like we get to see somebody in the universe that's a legit bounty hunter. They're a vigilante, you know what I mean? But they're making things right, but like they're not necessarily like the best person either. Like I don't know. I think he's a good person though. Like
we're finding out.
We're finding out he has good intention. He would have gave that child and got his bounty, and he's like, I'm gonna take my bounty and I'm gonna take this kid because the Empire's not having this kid. He's safer with me. He's got some magic power that I've never seen that I need to figure out what it is. Yeah.
But I guess that's how, if he didn't do that, what they're supposed to do is just get their bounty and then forget about it and then just keep getting paid.
He was like, give me every puck. I want to do everything. And they're like, we can't. Like, there's other people that work.
You're already the best. Yeah.
Yeah. There's other people that work here. You need to share in the guild, not just you, you know?
Yeah.
And he's like, I just want to be the best and just work.
And he just continues to like upgrade his weapons and his ship and his
armor. He just wants to get that Beskar, so, fully devoted. He's fully devoted to being a Mandalorian. Yeah, stuff's crazy, man.
So, I don't know, dude. I'm excited.
Yeah, same. I'm really excited. Got any Halloween plans this weekend?
Dude, today's the 28th of October.
Yeah, we got 3 days, man. We got two more work days, and then we got Saturday's Halloween, right? Yeah.
Yep. Well, I work on Halloween, but I don't know. Maybe I'll watch some movies or something. I'll watch some scary movies. Do you know what I was thinking about? I was thinking about, remember we sat down one time together and we watched all the Screams?
Oh, yeah. They're good. Like, they're good movies. That actually, out of every movie, like if I were going to watch a Halloween movie, that's the only one I ever think about because I don't really care for a lot of them. And those are actually pretty solid. I don't know. They're not the greatest movies, but they're pretty goofy. Like they're goofy. They're a little horror. They're like a little comedy. There's like a little bit of everything in it. That's why I think I like them.
Yeah.
A little suspense.
They're so cheesy, really.
They're the cheesy. Ones. They're cheesy. And like even like the fourth one, the last one they did, it's cheesy.
Yeah.
But they're all solid movies, I feel. And it's funny you said that because Aaron and I have been like trying to watch Halloween movies and every single thing we find is terrible.
Really?
We're just watching old reruns of like Halloween Town of Disney.
Oh, God.
Or which I've seen a million times. Which
exactly.
I'm tired of it. Or we're watching some horror movie that we find that's not even good. So we just put in the background, turn it off and go to bed.
Yeah.
But we just keep saying that to each other. We're like, let's watch the Scream series again. And I have it all downloaded on Plex. So we're going to probably rewatch that probably Saturday too.
Dude, it's
or watch Mandalorian. But Mandalorian's only going to give us one episode, you know, so.
Oh, like when it comes out, you mean?
Yeah, Friday. Yeah. It's only just give us the first and that's it, so.
I feel like I should just wait and not watch the Mandalorian.
I just want to binge the whole
thing. Yeah.
But you know what's going to happen? You're gonna wait and there's going to be a ton of spoilers online.
I know.
You're going to see something. You're like, no.
Or people will talk about it, yeah.
Yeah, you're going to talk to somebody at work that's seen it.
Yeah. Trying to think of what else. What other scary movies are good that I like? Because other than that, during Halloween, I never liked Halloween ever, personally.
Really?
I
always just dressing up, you mean in general?
Never liked dressing up.
That's true. Yeah, I forgot that.
And then, like, we used to go trick-or-treating, you and me, all the time.
Yeah.
And
I forgot that you barely dressed up. Like, I remember you did the ninja costume once.
Did like, I really?
You did that ninja. Remember you did that ninja... What? Like rap thing, like because it. Oh, you did the archer too.
The
remember
archer,
you
were, yeah.
I remember that. Yeah,
and I think I had the wooden bow and arrow.
Yes, I remember you did that. You did, but you didn't like wearing anything on your head. You didn't like hats or helmets or
masks.
Hoods.
Freaking
no
masks.
Mask.
Gross,
you
dude.
Hated anything like you had to wear on your head. So like you would wear the full thing and then just have your head.
Yeah,
I remember.
Well, I mean, because it's whatever. I mean,
yeah, it's fine.
Because those big full plastic masks that you couldn't breathe. The ones that go over your whole head that like your eyes just poke out, they smell terrible. And I hated fake hair. I still hate fake hair. It's so gross, dude.
Oh, you mean like the rubber masks?
Yeah, the rubber ones.
Those are nasty. Well, plus like, I feel like you weren't wearing any of those anyway because it was like a scary character or like a werewolf or something.
I would
stupid.
Never, yeah. That's,
like it wasn't something you were going to be.
Yeah.
But
so I never dressed up. I mean, we could but.
Oh, I remember doing like a lot of the neighborhood trick-or-treats, but the last trick-or-treat I did was senior year of high school.
Jesus.
And so this was, think about this. This is October 2011. This is 9 years ago now. This is crazy to think, okay? And do you remember when I was the leprechaun at Aaron's Halloween party? I dressed up? Okay.
Yeah.
So I went, pictures. That was for her party. And then I dressed up at the same thing for Halloween night. So we met at Christian's house. And we went, a bunch of us, we went trick-or-treating. And I brought the accordion with me. So I brought like a bag or like a pillow sack or something for candy. And then I played and then had that like behind me or like on the side. And I would go up to the doorstep and, you know, ring the doorbell and I would do a jig and play a song. And they'd always give me like extra candy. They're like, oh, this is the greatest thing. And they were like, that night was a riot because I was just running down the street playing the accordion and they would come over and they're like, take more than one, take more than one. That was the greatest thing ever. And I'm just making up songs. It was the greatest thing.
Yeah. You just play a couple chords and doing some notes on the other end. Yeah.
It was wild. It was a wild night.
What? How did you get candy? You were too old. People still give you candy.
Dude, because we're high schoolers. Like, yeah, I guess we are old. We were seniors in high school, but like that was the last year. Like that's your last potential time to go trick-or-treating, right?
Oh my God.
High schoolers, you know? And yeah. I don't think I really went. I don't think I did. I don't like freshman or sophomore year. Cause like most of the time we were in marching band, like we had sleepovers and we wouldn't go out trick-or-treating. We just have sleepovers with all the, you know, the whole crew, the whole, whole section or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was wild, man. It was a wild night.
Still got the accordion?
Still have it. It's in the laundry room on the shelf.
Mm.
I haven't pulled out in a while, but
it's
fun to play. A lot of instruments here.
Yeah, I know. I think we gotta get that studio rolling here,
dude. We gotta put
the down payment down here, I think.
Dude, I have 3 acoustic guitars, an electric guitar, 2 ukuleles, a bass guitar, the accordion, a trumpet, a flute, and then like a bunch of like random percussion stuff, like a shaker, a macarena, I think. Yeah, I have a lot of stuff.
Dude, that's a good installment for a studio, you know what I'm saying?
Dude, let's do it. I'm close, man. I almost got my school loans gone. I got 3 school loans paid now.
Dang.
So I just got 4 more to go.
Just pay them off, baby.
Dude, I'm so close.
Let's go buy that house.
The plan is to pay them off before 12/31/2020. I'm starting 2021 debt-free.
12/31. Damn, 2021, no debt. Okay.
So
that's your New Year's resolution?
Dude, that's not even my resolution. It's just like a pact I made to myself. Yeah, I'm like, Aaron, let's just, we have the money. Let's just pay this off and be done. And then everything we make, we save.
Yeah.
So we're almost there.
Get that Bronco then.
You know exactly what I'm going to do. I just got to wait. I'm going to probably wait.
Got a brand year. New Bronco.
I'm going to wait till like somebody leases one or like, you know, something like buys it and doesn't want it or something. And I'm going to buy it used like that when it has like no miles on it. I'll get all the warranty and everything still on it, but it'll be dropped in price because it's used. It's not going to have any miles on it though. And I'm going to be like, thank you, sir.
Okay.
Got a brand new Bronco.
Brand new Bronco.
Red.
Red.
I want to get a Uncle Buck plate so bad for it. I just got to figure out what would fit on it.
Listen, it's all going to happen, okay?
Dude, I just got to put UB on it. Because that's what he says.
<That's it?
laughs> He goes, UB, Uncle Buck.
What's up, UB?
UB. I don't know. I can't think of a lot of stuff that would fit on there.
Dude, you got 7 characters. Easy.
I know, but what could I fit phrase wise with that amount of characters?
Uncle B, you could do like Uncle.
That's true. Like you could
shape this a certain
you
way
could actually do like UNCLEB or something. Yeah, mm-hmm. Uncle B. The guy's name was Pal, so I should do. I should do something like.
Pal.
Just Pal, like even just Pal or like. I don't even know.
Oh my god, I forgot that's what his name was.
Can you do quotes on a plate? You can't, right?
No, no.
Yeah. So you have to do
like underscore or no, not underscore. You have to do like a space or something. You have to do like an extra letter or a space or like a number or something.
That would probably because that's Pal's truck, so that would make sense. Like Pal.
It wouldn't be Uncle Buck, yeah.
That'd be so funny. But I don't want the red. I want the blue, the gray blue color. So that's the only issue.
We can wrap it red. We'll do that. That's fine.
Like a temporary one day wrap just for
not for one day. It will protect the paint. We'll keep it on for like 6 months or something.
And then what? You can take the wraps off?
Yeah, yeah. It's like a vinyl wrap.
Is it expensive to do? I've never done that before.
If we buy the vinyl ourselves to do it, it won't be expensive.
Is that something you cut and lay and heat, right? You heat with a gun? You get the heat guns, you just go around the car and like like lays on it and you get like push the air bubbles out and stuff.
Yep, exactly.
And then you just like trim it.
Yep.
And then when you're done, it's like what, Plastidip? Dip? You just pull it off?
It's not like Plastidip. It's literally just like a big sticker. You just peel it right off.
Really? And it doesn't affect the paint? Like it keeps the clear coat and everything on the like fine?
You just have to be careful. It can take the clear coat off if you take the vinyl wrap off when it's cold.
You have to warm it up a little bit.
Yeah, like go keep the car outside for like
keeping like the garage or something.
Couple hours, like keep the car the paint warm, like the whole surface warm, and then heat it up. And as long as it comes off smoothly, it won't take off the clear coat with it.
Right.
But if it's a brand new car, it has fresh clear coat on it, we could even seal the clear coat before we do it.
That'd be so freaking funny if I did a red wrap on it that.
We'll do 2 red Broncos. Okay, 2 red Broncos.
Oh. And then I just start blasting the Uncle Buck soundtrack in it. I get the Pal plate.
Yeah,
I get the red wrap on it.
I'll get Pal too.
Uncle Buck going, and then we get like Aaron to like perm her hair, so it's like we're in that era of the 90s.
Yeah, we just get a whole outfit. We just get outfits all from that era at Goodwill.
We just start playing like quotes from the movie in the car or something. And the soundtrack, that would probably work.
Or we just play the whole movie in the car. Yeah.
And then we just drive around and go, what's up, bug?
we put the beer bottle on our finger and twirl it around.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. and we get the hat he wears, the fedora, and we go, "You want it? Yeah, we got,
we got it.
And we just like dance around in the car.
And then we go to bowling. We have bowling with our bowling bags with our bowling
ball. Oh, we put the bowling bags in and we pop the trunk. We go to car shows. We pop the trunk and it has PAL, and then we have the bowling balls in the back.
Yeah, custom. Perfect. Yeah,
we put like a photo of the whole crew on there.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, God.
Dude. Could you imagine?
I put a bunch of fucking cigars in the back, like stogies. That's what we got to do. We got to smoke cigars when we do it.
Oh, dude, easy. Makes sense.
And like smoke cigars and like drive up to a school and like, we're like, oh my God. And we're on a school ground and we got to run. We drive away really quick.
We go to the bathroom. We smoke in the bathroom.
Yeah. Make a whole video out of it.
Put it out in the urinal. Yeah.
Oh, I want that car so bad.
Dude, could you imagine go tailgating with two Red Broncos?
Oh, I'm doing it. We're going tailgating with it.
Full big coolers in the back. Dude, everything.
I'm definitely getting the dogs. The coolers are going in the back. Getting the Yeti cooler in there. You know, full hipster. Oh, but damn. I want the Area 51 blue. And then I was thinking, I told you, I love the look and size of the two door, but I think I have to get the four door.
Yeah.
Because I want to be able to take all the doors off if I want to on a pinch and throw them in the trunk, which is the cool thing. And also, if I'm getting a car, eventually I'm going to have a family. I can't get a two-door and put a kid in the back seat unless I'm pulling the seat down, which is like terrible. So I'm going to have to get the four-door when I have kids. Yeah, think about it. Like, I'm going to have that car for a while, a long time. So, yeah, I think I'm going to have to do the four-door. Even though that's not the size I want, I think it's the size I'm going to need.
Yeah,
so it's gonna grow on me. It's like the phone, you know what I mean? Like it's growing on me. It's a little bit big. It's a little bit heavy.
Oh my
but
god!
I'm only 5 days in. What
first world problems, dude?
It's so true though. Like it is a first world problem. Spent a lot of money.
I don't know what Bronco to get. You know, should I get the small one or the big one? What color should I get?
I talk about like I can afford it, but like,
dude, easy. You could. You could lease it right now.
I could. Yeah.
Easy.
It's not out yet, but I mean,
trading that Stratus, dude, and
trading the Stratus. I'm just gonna sell that thing. It's gonna go to some kid for his first car.
No, it's gonna go straight to the junkyard, dude.
Don't say that. It's still drivable.
So, I don't know.
What are you talking about? I still drive it every day.
The windows don't even work, dude. Jesus,
it works fine. Everything on the car works. No. The AC works, the heat works, the windows work, everything works. The
brakes don't work.
The brakes work fine.
Bald. I don't know.
Not bald.
You still got that sticky residue on the dash, don't you?
That's from the suction cup thing you gave me. That's from the car mount for the
iPhone.
Still
there for about the past 10 years.
Yeah, the freaking sun melted at Doherty Park. I parked my freaking car on the sunny hill. The goddamn rubber freaking melted into the thing.
When you're fucking interning at Doherty Park, dude.
And I'm sitting in there. It's 90 degree days, and freaking my car's baking out there, and it would freaking melt the rubber. It's forever tainted. I've scrubbed the hell out of it. I can't get it out.
Oh God, I can't.
Also, when I got the car, I don't know understand how you do this, but I know you've seen it too. My dash is that plastic, you know, cover, you know what I mean, for all my speedometer and all that.
Yeah.
And when I got the car, the dash has a crack in it. It's like a big L on the bottom. How do you crack the dash? You have to throw something at the dash. How do you break that?
No, think it's probably from like the temperature or something.
You think so?
I mean, unless something literally hit it and cracked it.
Think about it. I got the car, and I think it was already in there when I got the car.
Yeah.
So and the car sat for years in the garage.
Yeah. So then maybe the temperature then.
So maybe I didn't even think about the temperature. Maybe that's what it is. For some reason, I thought somebody like threw something to like break that, but I don't know what they could have. You know, it's a hard spot to get to. It's behind the wheel.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I know.
But.
Damn.
I don't think the car is going to be worth anything when I get rid of it. It's going to be, I'm going to get more money out of if I sell it personally, but from that time, I'm just going to, if I end up just going to a dealer to buy the vehicle, getting the Bronco, they may just give me trading credit for the car. You know what I mean? To scrap it or something. Cause they're not going to sell that car. They're just going to scrap it for parts or whatever. Right. I don't know how that works. I'm going to probably get more if I get cash selling it myself, which I probably will do first. If it doesn't go, then I will. Somebody's gonna get it. Somebody's gonna take it. So.
Oh my god.
I'll get my money back for what I paid for it. It's like it was like maybe. I didn't lose anything.
I hope,
dude. It has like it's, I have less miles on my car than Aaron. I have like 94 grand right now.
Dang, you didn't even hit 100 yet.
No, I haven't hit 100 yet, and I got the car with like 34 on it. I think 34 grand on it. And I'm not even.
Wait, was this your first car ever?
Second.
No, sorry, the Jeep was. Yeah. Yeah, I forgot.
I've had this car 6 years though. I got this car February 2014. It's been 6.5 years.
Unbelievable.
Almost 7 years because we're almost in February. And it's still going strong.
Talk about upgrades for you. First of all, never had wireless earbuds or earphones ever in your life. Then gets AirPods. Had a freaking iPhone 7.
March. I was going to get these when the iPhone 10 came out. I was like, I'll wait. And here I am.
And that's how you are. You got 5 years. You're like, maybe I should fucking like buy this.
And I'm like, oh, these are really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I sit and wait.
I missed out. Wow.
I missed out
for 5 years.
I wait for the opportunity to strike when I need it.
Yeah, and then everybody already has them, and you missed out for 5 years.
I don't need to jump on the bandwagon. I get it when I need it. It's like my phone.
Oh my god, I don't want to talk about that.
Why? It's a nice phone.
Finally, dude. Finally, see you upgrade, and I am happy to see it.
You knew I was going to upgrade.
But you just like to save your money. It's okay.
Yeah, save my money and put it towards something when I really want it.
Yeah.
And then when you save your money, you can buy things when you really want something. You know, that might be a lot of money, like a car, or a house, or something.
Connor Walsh, 2020. Yeah.
Or a guitar. Or an amp or a PC, you never know. Yeah, an interface. True. I could literally just, you know, like buy an interface or something.
Yeah, but you'll never do because you like FireWire so much.
No, I'm just gonna run the FireWire until it dies.
Is gang
just like my car, man.
Love life.
It's like everything, just you just run it till if it's not broke. What? Why would I fix it if I don't need to spend the money?
Yeah, I hear you.
I mean that's I know people say that, but it's not cliche if. It's true.
Cliche. She's not a cliche, but she thick. That's what.
I don't know what to say.
I don't know what to say. I don't know. Oh my god. Dude, I was wearing my black Nike hat today too.
Oh, actually, this is a blue hat, but you can't tell.
Is it really?
It's a navy blue. Let's see.
Yeah,
let's see
how
it compares to my phone.
Oh my god. I can see the
phone. See how my phone looks black?
No, your phone looks blue now.
Does it? See how dark blue? This is navy.
The
this
hat
is like
looks
navy
black.
Blue like the iPhone case, the MagSafe.
Oh, okay.
It looks black. Yeah, I guess so. That's black behind me. So now see the difference?
No. So I finally got my Plum. I ordered my Plum iPhone 12 Pro case coming tomorrow. You get your case or you order one?
I'm waiting for years to come. I want to see how the Plum looks. I think I'm going to get the Plum myself. I don't think I'm going to love the green with the blue. I think the green looks a little too much like an evergreen Christmas tree, and I don't want that all year round. I think it looks nice, but it's just not. I think if I had last year's phone, I would have got the green. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But I got Pacific blue, so I want like blue. The maroon wine look, or I want that navy blue case. Now, the navy blue case I told you is out of stock when I checked.
Mm-hmm.
Till end of November.
Oh my god.
Now I checked today, it says November 10th or November 6th.
It'll change.
So
yeah.
It's already back in stock. So either I'm going to wait till you get yours, and then I'm either going to pick one up at an Apple store this weekend, or I'm just going to order one. Like I'll order the Plum or the Navy. I actually do like the Navy, so I might just get that.
Yeah.
And just get it next week. I'll get it next Friday, it said it would come, but I want to see yours and then I'll make my decision.
Okay.
Much.
Cool.
Yeah, that's the plan. I think I do want it because I'm nervous leaving the house. I'm still wrapping it in microfiber when I leave, so not like I'm leaving the house much, but
I know.
You know, just I'm nervous because I don't want to scratch the stainless or the screen. Dude, that's have you like bumped into anything? Have you like noticed any scratches? Anything? Have you like checked? Have you cleaned it and checked everything?
Oh yeah, I did. It's got some weird stuff already. I can tell.
Dude, what do you mean?
Yeah, when I look at the screen, on the right side, where the ceramic shield meets the stainless steel enclosure, there's some like marks on the edge of the stainless steel, like inside.
Oh, it's not a mark. So I looked that up. Actually, I have that on my phone too. So there's a little lip between the screen and the stainless steel, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The tiny little lip, because that's how they take the screen off, right? That screen pops up. So there's a little lip there, a tiny little amount. I think it's like, you know, nanometers. But there's dust and skin and whatever else can get in that little crack. Like, you'll see what is a white line you see?
There's just like a little like white specks, I think.
Specks? Okay. Because if you, I actually had stuff fall in that crack. If you take your nail, or if you take like anything that's thin, like card, okay, or like a playing card or something.
Right.
And you stick it in there and slide it, it will take it out.
Okay.
Or like compressed air will take it out. Or,
yeah,
a wet paper towel or washcloth should take it out. But the one thing I noticed, I don't know how I did this. The only thing I can think, maybe, is, now my flashlight's on. The only thing I think is I put my phone in my backpack. Hold on, Mike.
So still got your flash on.
Yeah. Well, how do you turn it off?
You all right? Yeah. There you go.
It wouldn't turn off. The only thing I think is I put it in my backpack, and the zipper in my North Face backpack, like there's a little microfiber pocket. I slipped it in the pocket, and maybe the zipper like dangled down and like bumped the screen. And if you look dead onto the screen, the top corner, there's like two little tiny dots. It looks like came out of the paint of a stainless steel rim. Tiny little dots.
Really?
That's what it looks like. And it's not a scratch on the side. That's the only blemish I noticed on my phone. There's nothing on the screen. There's nothing on the back. There's no cracks. There's no, scratches on the paint of anywhere on the band. But I noticed like right up there. And if I like rub a microfiber cloth on it, and I only see in the daylight, you can't see it at night. If I see sunlight going right on the phone, I see two tiny little dots, like tiny little chips of paint came out of stainless steel right on the front of the band.
Weird.
So, how do I did it? I have no idea. I've literally had this thing wrapped in this. Maybe it came from the factory with a blemish and I didn't notice it right away.
It could definitely be like that.
I don't know. It's just
my iPhone 10 was like that. I had
it came with a tiny little mark.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's something that like, it bothered me a little bit. I'm like, why am I fretting about it? Like it's going to get marks on it. Like it's going to get,
especially if we don't do case.
If you're going naked, which I wanted to, it's going to get stuff on it and it's going to get more stuff in 4 years. You know what I mean? Like it's going to just keep accumulating. So it's like what I'm fretting for.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go return it for one little blemish that I'm going to end up getting another blemish, in a month. Anyway. People do that stuff though. I've seen people literally on Reddit. If you follow iPhone Reddit, which I think I told you, usually when releases come out, I'm on there a lot. And people are like, yeah, I got a little tiny nudge or on the stainless steel I returned and got another one. And then they get another one, another two or three phones because they just keep getting little marks on them.
Yeah.
I'm like, what's the point? They complain to Apple because they'll do whatever they want. Like,
yeah,
if you complain. I'm like, dude, you're wasting your energy.
Yeah. But so far I've been happy. I just gotta keep setting it up and like downloading stuff, but
yeah, it's nice. How do you feel about the weight compared to your 10? It's heavier, right?
Than your heavier 10. For sure. And how do you obviously feel about bigger
the size. Yeah, the size and the weight.
It's like not that different than what I had.
Pretty similar to what you had.
Yeah. So that's why it's not that big of a difference
for me, because the 7 was so light.
Yeah.
Fits really well in one hand. So this is a huge upgrade for me in a lot of ways. Mm-hmm. Camera size, everything.
Yeah.
Wireless charging.
You like the Face ID?
I love it. It's so fast. I just wish the only thing I wish that you could do, I've already looked in the settings, apparently it's not a thing. You can't have a Face ID automatically just open the screen for you. You have to still swipe every time.
Right, exactly.
I wish that they would let you do like quick on, like you just look, it scans your face, just opens the home screen.
Yeah.
That's what we need. And I don't know when that will come. Maybe iOS 15, maybe iOS 14.5. I don't know. But I hope they put that in the phone, because that's the one thing I wish it did have.
Dude, submit it as feedback, dude.
Also,
there's so many things in iOS 14 that you can do with this phone that I have to still look at. Like all the accessibility things, like the double tap on the back of the phone to take a screenshot.
Nice.
Like there's so many things that you could do.
That is nice, because I was doing the home screen or the home button with the sleep wake on the 7. So now it's the what, volume up and sleep wake. That's what it is
for
now
screenshot?
For screenshot.
I think so, yeah.
Which is nice. Now the issue with, if you do the double tap, it is really cool. It works great. You put your phone down on a table sometimes, it goes off though. Like you'll start
take a screenshot.
Dude, it takes screenshots of a black screen. Erin has like a habit all the time.
Oh, no.
She puts her phone in the car, we'll put it on like navigate, you know, on GPS.
Yeah, yeah.
And we'll drive over a bump and it's taking screenshots.
Oh, okay.
So like I'm just letting you know, like you might see some of that if you do it that way. It's not a huge issue, just delete the screenshots, but you know.
Damn.
Yeah, it is really cool. You just double tap.
Oh, I'm sleepy.
You gotta take a little nappy or you're going to bed? I think I'm gonna watch Mandalorian.
Mandalorian.
I'm gonna go watch some manta rays.
I'm gonna go watch Mandalorian.
At the aquarium.
At the aquarium. Yeah.
Dude, yeah, go watch. Sorry, what were you gonna say?
I'm just gonna go watch them, dude. And come back and talk to me about it.
Yeah, I'm gonna watch them, man. I'm gonna watch probably something tomorrow morning, too.
Oof.
I changed my PC colors, like my rotating RAM RGB. I made it Halloween themed like when October hit, so it rotates between orange or purple all day.
Ooh.
And then the green obviously stays on all the time on the GeForce logo, but the purple orange just keeps rotating in and out. So it's like always spooky over here.
Well, let's get some RGB fans in there, dude. Let's get some spooky fans in there.
I guess I could eventually, yeah.
Some Corsairs, dude. The silent Corsairs.
Dude, the Corsair stuff's great.
Yeah.
They make some of the best stuff.
Premium, dude.
I just, I've been really happy with the fans that came with it. I didn't need to buy any fans. But yeah, eventually I'm sure I'll upgrade them to something else.
You know, in a couple 4 years, you know, I'll get some upgrades in there.
That's what I'm saying. In 4 years, I get new fans. I'll get a new CPU. I'll get new fans.
Okay, no shaparpa.
I'll get a new stinky poo-poo. I'll get a new stinky.
You're no stinky poo-poo, are you?
Oh my god,
dude, listen.
I'm listening.
I told you I was taking a nap earlier today, and I woke up so many times because all I heard were my neighbors just knocking, like the floor was just banging and running around. It's almost as if there was a dog, like with their ball, so like hitting the floor. Oh, like
kind of like my neighbor then upstairs.
So annoying. So annoying. Oh my gosh. So
it's quite possible.
I don't know what I'm gonna do to get them back.
Or they're doing something else.
No, it was like for hours.
Maybe they're making pasta.
Making pasta. Yeah, they got the noodles. They got those noodles cooked for sure, dude. The oven was hot, and
I just keep thinking about
that water.
I keep thinking of that Tom Segura thing you sent me. I walked in. What I could think was she's making fudge. That I lost it, dude. It looked like she was making fudge.
It looked like she was making fudge.
Making fudge.
But I think she was just dilling herself.
That was a wild. Oh, God. That was a wild clip,
dude.
I ended up watching that whole special on Netflix.
Please
That clip was the best part of the special.
Yeah, I know.
I watched the whole thing. I was like, wait, I didn't laugh at all except for that part.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
I mean, I laughed a little bit, but that was the one of the fun. I laughed at the cinnamon bun thing.
Oh, my God.
He's like saying, I had some cinnamon buns. Like, how many? He's like, 6. He's like, you ate 6 cinnamon buns? He's like, are you okay?
You want to go to the hospital?
That's what he says. He's like, are you dying? Like,
like something wrong.
Yeah, you never have 6 of anything. He's like, I had 6 cinnamon buns or something.
Yeah, you never have 6 of anything. Yeah.
I forget exactly what the context was, but it was something with cinnamon buns. It was so funny.
Yeah. No, you're right. Yeah. It was like 9. He said 9 or something, right? It was
some crazy number. Yeah. Anything.
Yeah. Dude, and I just I haven't watched all of his specials, but he has a podcast with his wife. I think it's his wife.
Oh yeah, I've seen a clip of it on Facebook. I saw.
Yeah, it's freaking so hilarious. It's like the same shit. They just talk about the same shit, and his wife is exactly like him. The same like type of humor. So I just started listening to one of his podcasts.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll send you it.
You'll check it out.
Oh my god.
All right, bro. I'm gonna go zen out a little bit.
All right, Zen boy. Also, we gotta play some Battlefront sometime soon.
Battlefront and
yeah.
Apex Legends.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we always play these games for like a stint of time and then we just stop. Like,
I know.
We played a ton of Terraria, stopped.
Oh, I know.
Before that, a ton of Minecraft, stopped. Then after that, we played a ton of Age of the Empires, stopped.
Oh, I want to play Age of the Empires then so we played bad again.
Then we played Apex for a while, then stopped.
Oh.
Like, we just keep playing these games and then just stop.
Because we switch so quickly. We're like,
yeah,
dude, I remember we were playing Age of the Empires for like, we were playing competitively with those other people online.
Yes, we can still do it. Like, we were playing like every weekend. Oh, and then we were playing Fall Guys like a ton.
Yeah.
Then we stopped doing that.
Yep.
Oh, I want to play more.
Damn. Yep, there's a lot of things we got to play again.
Yeah. We got to get the streams going. That's the issue. I want to get more PC streams going.
Okay. Okay. We can do that.
Let's do it.
And we'll do that that RuneScape Halloween event we got to do too.
That we got to do tonight.
Oh,
so meet me after you have your snacky.
No, it's going to take us too long.
Dude, it probably takes like 20 minutes.
No way, dude.
Let's do it. I'm freaking ready.
Gosh.
I was just mining today on my lunch break.
Oh my god, of course you were. All you do is freaking mine, dude.
Level 61.
I'm gonna mine the coal. I'm gonna mine coal.
Level 61. And guess what? I got like 2,700 iron, 750 coal, 250 mithril. So get on my level.
I will not, because I clearly don't play the game as much as you do.
It's just like a background game, you know? Like, it's an AFK, you know?
I wish I could play that background game when I work.
That's how I play it. Like, I don't actually log into it and like sit there and play. It's like while I'm watching a show or listening to like something, I'm like, Erin's watching something she wants. I just throw it in the background, do some mining. It's like, you know, why not?
You know, why not? Why not?
Go to the bathroom, do a little mining. you know,
it's went off, do a little mining, you know,
waiting for somebody at work to do something for you. You know, do a little mining.
Yeah. Be like, hold on 1 second. I'm in world 28. You want to meet me real quick?
Send
me that Excel spreatsheet.
Exactly. And then
they send it to you in RuneScape, and then they trade you the gold in RuneScape for the Excel spreadsheet. Yeah.
Exactly. It. You translate the GP to whatever it needs to be.
Yeah.
That rhymed.
Bro, are you about to throw some fire bars here or what?
I wish I had more to that, but I don't.
That was so sincere. Wow. I wish I had more, bro, but I don't.
I don't. You know, do a little mouse shake, a little touchpad shake. That's what I usually do. And then keep the mining going. Yeah.
I know how it is.
Little AFK action. AFK on the computer. AFK on the Minecraft. You know, everything's just AFK.
You have four games open at once, all AFK.
Dude. Yeah. I started playing the Amnesia Rebirth. Super scary game that came out.
I don't know how you do that right now.
Dude, I started streaming it. It was a 40-minute stream, whatever. And then I played it Friday because I had the day off, and I played it all the way up till my phone came, and I streamed it for like 2.5 hours, and I have no idea what happened, but I streamed the whole thing in only 20 minutes of it on Twitch. And I'm so mad about it because I didn't realize.
No.
And I check, it says I'm live, everything's working. Let me see if maybe it re-uploaded it. Hold on,
because it only has 20 minutes,
dude. It put 20 minutes up.
Oh no.
And I played for 2.5 hours. Wait, maybe it put up the whole thing. Hold on. Nope. 20 minutes. I don't know what happened. It failed. It crashed somehow, and I didn't even notice it. So
Streamlabs might have had a problem or something, yeah.
What's that?
Streamlabs or whatever you use.
Yeah, I use OBS.
OBS, okay.
Yeah. And it like crashed on me. I don't know what.
You get those sleepy eyes.
give me that sleepy look.
Give me those Halloween eyes over there. She gave me those Halloween eyes, and I was like, I knew it was time.
And I was like, I knew she was spooky.
I knew she was spoopy.
I knew she was spoopy for me.
I knew it was time for me to spoopy on over there. So I freaking spooped in her poopy.
That sounds delicious.
You sound delicious, baby.
Thank you.
Oh, daddy. You look like a lumberjack right now.
Dude, I look like a lumberjack all the time.
Yeah, are you part of a lumberjack guild?
Every time I wear this shirt with this red beard, I'm a lumberjack.
Why do you have red facial hair and red hair?
I don't have red hair. I have brown hair.
Red hair.
I have red facial hair. Well, it's red brown, but
and blue eyes.
Yeah.
How? How does that happen?
And a green water bottle.
Wow, we're just naming colors now. And a blue hat.
And a blue phone.
And a red shirt.
I don't match anything.
Wow.
Dude, I'm a hybrid of all human beings.
Oh, of everyone in the whole world? Shit.
That's right.
You should maybe not be working in finance then, I guess.
I don't know what you're talking about. Finance is the greatest thing.
Oh, poo-poo doo-doo, I think. That's what I have to say.
Oh, yeah.
Well, go enjoy your sleep time.
No, we're doing the RuneScape event.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to do it in bed. All right, because I have my phone. I can just play it in bed now. Full screen.
The 12 Pro, 6 gigs of RAM. The Neural Engine's got to kick in. Get that that look around so you can render up those chunks in RuneScape.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know it.
So you can chat really quick.
Dude, yeah. Now the 6 gigs of RAM in my phone and the A14 Bionic, you got ray tracing now on freaking Minecraft. You know the ray tracing light effects?
Everybody is obsessed with ray tracing. Oh, my God.
Could you imagine?
Oh, you got ray tracing in Minecraft?
Yeah, could you imagine the phones running ray tracing?
Yeah, it'd fucking explode, dude.
That's what I was saying. That's the future. They're going to be running ray tracing on your freaking cell phone.
I know.
NVIDIA's going to be putting freaking chips into the cell phone.
Yeah, it's going to be dedicated graphics, Apple Silicon. It's going to be... We're going to be playing full-blown Grand Theft Auto on our phones, dude.
I know. They got League of Legends coming out soon.
Yeah, that's insane. You know how graphic-intensive that game is?
Yeah, it's going to be nuts.
Yeah.
I don't even know when that comes out.
Soon, yes.
What's it called? Beyond the Rift or something?
Life of My Rift or something. Touch My Rift, I think it's called.
Wild Rift, found it.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Comes out.
This is you typing on your keyboard. Click, 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 click.
I don't think there's a release date. Now coming. It says coming 2021.
Yeah, bro.
It got pushed.
No, I think that's what they said in the keynote.
Oh, they did? Okay.
It's like soon. They just said soon.
Gotcha. It looks pretty cool. I'm not a big League fan, but it looks pretty cool on the phone. Yeah, how's that keyboard sound?
I told you, it sounds click, 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 click.
Like in a good way?
At least, it's hard to tell.
It's really subtle. The ASMR keyboard. All right, bro.
Okay, dokie. Okay, dokie.
Talk to you this coming week and figure out what we want to do this weekend.
Okay. There's some AoE and some Rampage on N64.
Oh, I didn't buy the game, but maybe I should go back on and order it.
Want me to come over and play with you?
Dude, it's still $24, and like I'm tempted to bring my N64 to Arizona to play it.
Oh, God.
Just to play Rampage.
Dude.
And we're going to play for like 30 minutes and be like, this is boring.
Yeah, I was going to say, what if we played it? We're like, this is a dumb game, dude.
Dude, it's going to be dumb, but it's still going to be fun. Dude, well, question is, you need to start thinking about is, what Lego sets are we getting?
Dude.
That's what we need to figure out.
I had to freaking get a table first. I don't even have a place to build. I mean, I technically, I no coffee table. We need something bigger than that.
I thought you bought a coffee table.
No. I don't have room for a coffee table.
We do need to build somewhere.
Ish.
Has a little bit of room. Maybe your kitchen counter.
Oh my God. It's uneven though.
Uneven?
Yeah.
That's not good.
Like everything is uneven in my whole place.
Like you could put something down and it rolls?
No, like each tile is because it's tiled.
Oh, it's so we got can't like grout. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Got it.
Figure it out.
Yeah, that's what we need to think about until the next time we speak. What kind of Lego set you want to get.
Okay.
All right, buddy. Brother. Enjoy your night.
All right, I'll talk to you.
Speak to you, brah. Peace.
All right.
Yeah. Bye-bye.